Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It is our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Sonny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
Hola. Sonny.
Good to talk to you.
It's a sunny day, isn't it?
A little bit.
What kind of sunny jokes do you normally hear?
I don't really ever hear any.
Nobody gives you any Sonny jokes?
I mean, there's one. Sonny from Sonny and Cher. Which mascot's Sonny? Is that the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs one? So his name's Sonny, I think.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I think that's Sonny, yeah.
Okay, I just have a buddy that has a puppy named Sonny. So Sonny. It's weird to talk to a Sonny.
Yep. Maybe this is the puppy.
Got a favorite bartender named Sonny. All right, Sonny, let's go with this one. Would you rather give up alcohol or give up smoking weed?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, that's a difficult one. I'd probably say smoking weed.
You would give up smoking weed first?
Yeah, because I don't know. A beer gets me through the day, but sometimes the weed gives me a little bit of anxiety, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes. Oh, that is a tough question, though.
I'd keep the weed in a second.
Keep the weed?
Yeah,
man.
Now, Ted, every time you smoke weed, do you get high?
Yeah.
Because I'm sometimes not sure.
What, if I know you're that, actually getting high?
Yes, I know that sounds crazy. But I am not sure that my mental state is like, I probably need to take a little bit of a break being a daily smoker.
Well, it might but depend on the weed, even, though, man. You know, some weed, like, look, we'll go out, I just buy random joints, right? So I have like 20 of them. I never look at the packaging. So I just pull out a joint, start smoking it. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm going to be real high. Other times I go, okay, this isn't doing much for me. I need to smoke more of it. So sometimes I just think it depends on the weed that you have available. Plus,
okay.
You buy in bulk, right? So I think you get used to the bulk stuff
probably.
That you have. Where I'm telling you, the mix and match, like I said, some of the joints I'll light up, I smoke. I'm like, ah, like,
I'll
other
smoke,
times,
a, I'll smoke
like,
a little
wow.
bit of a bowl after dinner.
Sure.
And I'm like, am I high? Well, I'm going to look for a show anyway.
I feel now, like if you have
and
to
then
ask,
maybe I keep scrolling, and 20 minutes later, I finally find a show.
That's when
so maybe I am still.
Right.
You know?
Say, that's where sometimes, like, right, is that like I've really cut back on like smoking. Like, I like 10, 20 milligrams in during the week.
Yeah.
But you're right. Sometimes you kind of forget, and then I'll find myself just having a stoner moment, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I took that edible.
So yeah. That's the one that'll hit me.
Yeah, edible.
45
for sure.
minutes in, I'll forget that I took an edible. And but then I'm like, whoa, hey. Now I know.
Mm-hmm. Like the last few months, like May, I took off from booze and stuff. But like, I think it would, to me, like I've done in that month of no booze, I did a week, maybe 5 days with no weed. But on the weekends, like I cannot drink. I
need to smoke a little.
I have a tough time not smoking some weed.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I would keep the weed.
You can't do it all at once. I mean, there's no way. I mean, some people can. I just can't, you know.
Well, like for instance, the last time I went to Burning Man, I did 90 days just to make sure I still could.
Yeah.
I did not make 90 days with the weed. Around day 80, I was like, screw it. Well, 90 days with booze, I could do.
But you're
without
close.
Booze.
You're close.
I was close, but yeah, I'd rather keep the weed.
I'd have to keep the booze, I think. I just like booze. I like
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I like having it around.
Well,
that's
why I contemplated whether to do weed or, because sometimes I wonder if I'm even getting high. So is it even worth it? I mean, if I just gave it up.
But the other thing with booze, too, man, is I really enjoy the bar. And yes, you can go to a bar and not drink alcohol. That's just not a concept. To me, that's like going to a restaurant and not eating. You know, like, I like the bar. I like hanging out at the bar and meet some people. But I also enjoy the process of drinking beers, clinking glasses, right? And then, granted, at the same bar, a lot of times we go out front and smoke weed. So, but.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I will say. That's the tough part. Like,
part.
I didn't go to that specific bar.
Where's Ted Pig?
But you lost your social scene for a little while.
Well, it was just more of just, I really like their lemon pepper chicken wings. And our friend, like, Phil and I know the bartenders, and she was like, you could have come in and got wings. I said, I could have. So I didn't trust myself in this bar.
That's the problem.
Because I know too many people. But so I just found other bars.
Okay.
They don't know you.
They're not going to just slide your drink out when you walk in.
Correct.
That is.
That's all you don't
want to
do
man.
Is turn that down when it's right there in front of you.
Right. Now, with that said, also, I found out that like I have a max of 2 or 3 hours tops in a bar if I'm not drinking. Because I still want to watch sports and curse and be loud.
Right.
But after a while, it's like, all right, people are hammered. I'm just stoned. I'm
it's
getting
not the same
here.
As spirit. Yeah, you want to be even with the people around you.
But that's the NAs, I mean, the NAs help. Like, you can ask Mike. We were hanging out a couple weeks ago. I was drinking. But now I'll just mix in NAs because I realize sometimes it's just the motion of having a can of beer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but I had a conversation with someone we all know, and they know beer very well.
Okay.
And they say, look, man, if you're not drinking, why are you dumping 130 calories down in your stomach if you don't need to? Just drink water.
Well, Michelob Ultra only has 30 calories in their NA.
Is that okay?
And
Poplar
has zero.
All right. Well, see, now now you're on
the athletic side. Ones have more, so you got to be careful with those. But sure. I'm with you. Once I found those Poplars. And like,
must just be pounding root beer.
But I would still get up at 5:30 a.m. for F1, and it still felt dirty, slimy, having a pint of NA at 5:30 in the morning.
Of NA, really?
Yeah, but it was fun.
But it wouldn't feel slimy if you cracked a Miller Lite.
That's just the way I call them now: dirty, slimy pint.
Okay.
Dirty, slimy pint. You know, when you shouldn't have one. Those, goddamn, I don't sound like a real booze hound now. Those are some of the favorite beers.
That's why
like
people
you got
like
a day off.
What are you talking about? Like before you go to the funeral.
Yeah, just like, or like I'm saying, I'm like, granted, I'm on my own couch. There's nobody there. It's fine. But like, I probably shouldn't be cracking a beer at 6 a.m. But there's sports on too. Like, or like, if we all go on a road trip and Mike's driving home, like, Mike, we want to stop and get a quick slimy little pint
before we hit the road.
But again, you're right. Vacation, it changes. So on vacation, you know, we're down in Mexico. It's 9 in the morning, whatever. We got the kids with us. We're going to grab breakfast. My wife, there's booze in her drink, which if we're at home, this is not the case. But there's booze in her drink. I will get a beer. I will get a shot of whiskey and an orange juice, right? So there's still, and nobody says anything. And well, then throughout the day, I'll keep throwing down shots, throwing down a beer. Now, if I'm at home and I had that shot of Jack and a beer sitting in front of me at 9 a.m., my wife would lose her mind.
That's because you got stuff to do.
Well, yeah, for you to, well, say it's a day I got nothing to do. It's just about the time. It's really, it is about the time.
I'm telling you, all you need to
day.
Do is get out of town.
Yeah, if you get out of town.
All you got to do is get out of town.
Anyway.
The rules go away.
We could go to Tacoma.
That's what I'm saying.
As long
just
as we spend the night
out of town.
As long as we spend the night at a hotel.
You're good.
Perfect.
All rules are off.
Yep. Oh, we got a hotel
weird
room.
How that works.
Okay, no rules are engaged.
Reason we ask, would you rather give up alcohol or give up weed? Here we go. Willie Nelson, 92 years old, has stopped smoking pot.
What?
Wow.
In an interview with Forbes, he was asked how he stays young out there on the road. He said, I can't smoke anymore. My lungs have already said don't do that, so I don't really do anything now except a few edibles. Keep in mind, he does still have a line of THC-infused spirits called Willie's Remedy.
So wait, so he'll still get high. He's just not smoking?
That's correct.
Okay.
He stopped smoking pot. So,
right. Oh, get high.
He might be sipping on his own stuff or eating his own edibles. When asked what makes him happy, he said, I just enjoy seeing people get together and forget about everything except the music. I think there's a great positive exchange that takes place. We don't care what political affiliation you are, what color you are. Doesn't matter. If you like the music, just come on and have a good time.
All right.
But I found that pretty hard to believe that Willie quit.
Well, I was surprised how many people weren't, like how much weed I didn't smell at his show on Memorial Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he might be onto something. A new study has found marijuana use dramatically increases a person's risk of dying from heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. This was no small study. It involved medical data of 200 million people.
Jesus.
Damn.
Okay.
So according to the study, which was published recently in the journal Heart Magazine, marijuana use doubled the risk of dying from heart disease in the people studied, a majority of which ranged in the ages between 19 and 59. And they found that people who smoke weed had a 29% higher risk for heart attacks. The data also used for the study was pulled from 17 cross-sectional studies. So they took a lot of these studies to get this whole thing put together. What was the most striking thing was the concern to patients hospitalized for those disorders that were young. And there were many more who were young in that area. So if you smoke weed and you're young, you might have a heart attack, compared more so than people who were even older.
Damn.
Is what they found. So either way, that's what they got going on with the THC. However, if you are a drinker, here's the other side of this. Now, there is an asterisk to this, by the way. There is a caveat to this.
I know what you're about to bring up.
So most people who consume alcohol on a regular basis are aware, moderation. And in the U.S., they currently suggest limiting yourself to a couple a day.
Do they?
That may not be the case for much longer, based on a report concerning upcoming changes to the guidelines. Now, as things currently stand, the official dietary guidelines for Americans state that men should have how many alcoholic drinks per day, defined as one 12-ounce beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine, or
these are like
shot.
The limits that you should have.
This is what they say is the limit per day.
Oh, so
limit.
Two. Yeah, you said how many you should have. Like, I don't think the government's ever going to say, you should be drinking.
They're saying you can have two, right?
Yeah. You had your two glasses today, sir.
Right.
Huge slacking son of a bitch.
Get on
Women are one a day, by the way.
Well, yeah. They're tiny, Miles.
That adds up to 12 a week for guys, 6 for members of the opposite sex. So, while there are plenty of people who don't have any trouble staying under those guidelines, most of my friends do not. So, according to Reuters, doesn't say that in the study, but that may not be the case for much longer, as the outlet spoke with multiple sources who say the people responsible for publishing those guidelines, which is a joint venture between the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture, they are gearing up to eliminate the pre-existing cap in favor of a vaguer approach.
Vague.
Simply stresses moderation and a limited but otherwise undefined intake of alcohol.
Nice.
Now, it should be noted.
This will not change my drinking habits at all, but at least I can now quote this and be like, get off my back.
Yeah, you'll feel better about yourself.
Well, also, every time you go to the doctor, you pack, like, everything's great with flying colors, like.
It is, and they're so disappointed. Yeah. You guys get this. The doctor gets disappointed, and it's always the same thing, right?
You're healthy.
I have been lucky enough that my health is, has maintained, right? And doctors, they all correct this same joke, but you must be eating your vegetables. And it's, honest to God, every time I go to the doctor, I'm like, I don't eat vegetables. And they kind of chuckle. I'm like, I'm dead serious, man. I don't eat vegetables. How can you still be alive if you don't eat vegetables? I'm like, listen, I'm not here to explain science to you. All I'm telling you is, like, since I've been able to feed myself, I have not eaten vegetables. I do not eat vegetables.
And fruit, for the most part.
I will not eat vegetables. I might drink a smoothie, but the banana ruins that. But that's about it, right? I would drink orange juice. I don't eat a ton of junk food, really, but do you smoke? Yes, I smoke. You should quit smoking. I do know that. And then they ask, how many alcoholic beverages do you have in the course of a week? And I make the mistake of being honest. I'm like, in a week, probably like 49, about 7 a day.
Okay.
Right?
Well, then, what do you consider junk food?
I don't know
why. Because you've been, any given day, you got a bag of chips.
But why would you hit him with 49?
Because.
I was going to say 50.
Well, no, because in my mind, I'm like, if I average about 7 a day, 7 a night, right? Some days it might be 12 and the other days 5, whatever. But I average it out to about 7 a day, because that's about right. 7 days in a week. So I go 49.
49. So 49 drinks a week, you're saying.
On average, I think. Okay, yeah, that's what I tell the doctor. Then they think I'm joking, and I'm like, man, I'm not joking. But then they don't believe it because they're like, well, you should be in worse health. I'm like, I'm not saying you're wrong, man. Look, I brought my body to you. You're the one who's trained in this. You're telling me that I'm fine, and that's great, but you're so unhappy about everything I've just told you. And I'm not saying this to be defiant, but like, look, I smoke cigarettes because I'm addicted to cigarettes. I drink booze because I really like to drink booze, and I don't eat vegetables because I think they suck. And I know from a doctor's point of view, all of these things are terrible, and you're right. But it's not having any effect on me, so I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean?
You are truly an anomaly, Steve.
Well, they want to find something wrong. Like, you can see that the doctor is irritated.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I want to give you bad news. And it's like, if we wait long enough, you will.
I want to send you to a lab where they can check and see why you're able to do what you do.
We're all in the business of sales, okay? You don't go to a psychologist and they go, you know what? Normally we do 8 sessions. You're good, man.
All right.
You only need one.
Right.
We're done here. I'll never see you again. No, they go like, well, the next time we talk, we're going to get into some different things.
There's good ones, though. I've been in enough therapy over the years. Like, I mean, they're like, you don't have to come in nearly as much.
Sure. Well, that's fair, but you've been there for a while. It's never one and done.
Right. First time you come in. Like,
oh, man, you're sane. You're good. You have no problems. I don't even know why you're here. Go away. I don't want your money. That's how they do it. Like, you know, even your insurance says you get 4 sessions.
Or right.
Whatever they
then
do.
We're done.
Yeah. By the way, on the alcohol tip, there's one little caveat here.
Boo.
Some major players in the alcohol industry have lately been dropping a serious amount of cash to lobby health officials to adopt a less stringent approach and add there's a chance a specific cap could still be included in an appendix to the new guidelines. So they're expected to be released within the next couple of weeks.
So basically, the booze lobby paid these guys.
Correct.
Just, hey, stop.
It's almost like
people.
The tobacco lobbyist went like on the side of the cigarettes now. Says like, yeah, I might get sick.
Yeah, right.
You well, know? Dude, the thing is, Gen Z, they
don't drink.
They don't drink. Like, they just don't. Like, my cousins, we talk about it all the time at their beer garden. And they're like, it's noticeable.
What is the vice? I mean, are people vaping? Is honestly, it because we are just not doing anything?
I mean, vaping definitely has gone up.
Right. They but got
also,
that.
Also, frankly, anymore, like, the more people I talk to, there's just more drugs, but not hard drugs. So probably more, I think some of those people would be more apt to eat, like, a magic mushroom.
Okay.
As opposed to going out and just, like the drinking culture, for some reason, just isn't part of them. And I think they just think it's kind of gross.
Well, from a social standpoint, too. That's not where they meet their friends. Like, if I have my friends, I'm going to meet them at the bar.
Correct.
They don't do that.
No, but he's right, though.
They do different activities, different stuff. I mean, from my kids' perspective, I see this.
Yeah.
So they'll get together for D&D night every single week. There's no alcohol involved. Maybe there is, but it's not that's not why they're there.
Somebody brought a six-pack.
Maybe.
Like, a six-pack.
And it's a cider or something, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
You have one, and it's 8%. And,
but, I mean, even people, like, my brother is just not really a big drink. Like, he'll drink on the weekends we go out. But he's just not a big drinker. But then somebody in our family kind of had a medical thing, and they had to stop drinking. Even like we were talking, I was like, I don't know. That's just what you do. You go, hey, I'm home. Let's meet at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh. Even if you're not drinking, like, I don't know. If Miles was like, I don't drink anymore, it'd still be instinctive to be like, do you want to go meet the bar, get wings?
Right.
Yeah, where do we get together now?
The game is still on, even though you're not drinking.
And it is. Correct.
Where are we going?
So years ago, visited a buddy in England. He just had a kid. The kid's maybe 3 to 6 months old at this point. But, you know, pre-internet, we have to make phone calls. So he's always gushing about his brand new baby daughter, his first time father, blah, blah, blah. Right. All the same stuff any new parent does. But I get the money. I fly over to England to see this guy. I land before he is done with work, so I waited his job with him for about the last hour of the time he's there. No big deal, and we're going to go home, and he's finally going to show off.
How old's the baby at this point?
3 to 6 months old. Okay. I mean, it's
a small, tiny little baby.
It is fresh. Yeah, man. As a parent, you're still super excited about it, right? You don't take anything for granted at this point. That's all they can talk about. I get it. We take a cab. We get to the end of the street. We're now walking toward his house, and he's like, hang on, man. And we stopped at the pub first. And I'm like, for real, man, you've been going on about your daughter. And he's like, listen, bro. And I have taken this advice to heart ever since I heard this probably 30 years ago, somewhere around there. I said, in England, when you're done with work, you go to the pub closest to your house before you actually go home. Period. Is it everybody? And he goes, but what happens is you end up knowing all of your neighbors, right? Because you meet them at this pub. We never talk about work. He's like, I've known this guy for like 10 years. Couldn't tell you what he does for a living. That's not what we're talking about. Soccer, we talk about the neighborhood, we talk about our kids, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I thought you were the one really excited to show me your daughter. He's like, I am excited. But also, we stop at the pub first. I mean, that was built in. He's like, I don't care if my house were on fire and my wife called and says there's an emergency and you must come home. He's like, I would stop at the pub first.
To get a beer to put out that fire.
This is how it works. But I realized that, man. I started taking it to heart. And so a lot of time, probably 3 days out of 5, stop at the bar before I go home after work. And it makes a huge difference in your day, right? Whether if you have a good day, you go to the bar, you kind of celebrate with your friends. If you've had a bad day, you go to the bar and they just kind of elevate your mood. Just getting that first beer, man, it makes a huge difference.
I can tell you right now, if someone asks me where somebody in the neighborhood is, I can tell them what bar they're at.
Specifically,
I can tell them what restaurant they're going to. If you're looking for this person, I know exactly the first place you should look. No guarantees, but here's the backup.
Right.
If you don't find him there, I got no clue.
Then he's home.
I got no clue. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Okay, we reset the phone lines here. If you're on hold for the random would you rather question, call back 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, random, I got one for you guys. Random, okay. Random, you're a child. Random, bless you. That was just a statement. You're a child.
You're a child.
You're a child. Random. Would you rather be attacked by a lemur or thrown from a pickup truck? Kids are resilient. When it comes to taking falls.
It's just the terrifying aspect of it. You know?
I somehow feel like being thrown from a truck is going to be less terrifying than a lemur messing you up.
Okay? So assume you're on a dirt road in the country, going camping or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Working on a farm. You're not being thrown on the asphalt.
Right. That's a Friday night for me.
Okay?
Man.
I take the lemur.
I'm thinking lemur.
God, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't like either scenario, but I just... Even as a child, I feel like I have a shot against a lemur. Yes, it would freak me out. It'd be terrifying, all that stuff.
You already don't like monkeys, man.
It's not that I don't like monkeys, Mike. It's that I don't trust them. They're a fine animal. I'm just saying, when you see the things they do, you know, how they gang up on things. Like, all those monkeys is in Thailand, I guess, where they'll...
Oh, yeah.
They took a dog, ran his ass all the way to the roof of a building, and then threw his ass off because the dog had, like, chased or barked at one of the baby monkeys a couple days previous. Stealing stuff. I saw the one monkey, a spider monkey, bit slap an actual friend of mine.
Those baboons in Africa, they work as a troop.
Yeah, they're
so they're a team. Exactly. I mean, all of them work together.
And they're terrified.
Whether it's to scare off other predators. I mean, they will gang up and attack a lion. They have no problem doing it.
Yeah, I mean, see, man. But I'm still going lemur. Somehow.
Okay. Raise my ass.
I'm with you. I mean, you just bonk your head wrong. You're done.
You're a child.
Yeah.
Would you rather be attacked by a lemur or thrown from a truck?
Those are your choices, kids. Yes, what do you want to do today?
It's would you rather. We're trying to throw as much weird crap at the wall as we can. A toddler in Jackson County, Georgia, recovering after the boy's father said a lemur attacked him at a petting zoo. This attack sent the kid to the hospital.
Yeah.
Ronald Carroll, the boy's father, he wants Half Moon Petting Zoo held accountable for his 17-month-old's injuries. He was looking at the lemurs. He's excited. He was happy. They were jumping around. And the owner had told us that if you want to go inside with the lemurs, then you can go inside. So Carol said he did just that while holding his son. The lemur jumps on my son's head and starts attacking him. I tell the owner, let me out. And he opens the door up. And then I look down and there's blood gushing out of my kid's head. Boy was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. It's unclear if the injuries was from a bite or a scratch. But a pediatrician said the boy's risk of a disease likely low.
Likely.
He is taking antibiotics, but he said he's worried his son might have maybe contracted some type of infection.
Like lemur pox.
But he says all through the weekend, me and my wife were worried sick. No one has gotten the animals tested. So I'm wondering, has my son, maybe does he have rabies?
Does he have ringtail?
Or some other disease that will show up later?
Maybe. I mean,
does he turn into like a superhero?
Correct.
Would that be the
super monkey?
Dumbest superhero, super monkey.
The lemur.
Why?
But if you call him the lemur, he sounds cool.
The lemur sounds like a villain to me.
The lemur.
If you're the lemur, yeah, you're just a bad guy. And the kid, he could be bad, you know. So
meet my boss.
You hate Boomafoo.
You hate spiders, but you enjoy Spider-Man.
I do, because he does not look like a spider.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The lemur is going to look, I mean, he's still going to be a human.
If
he has
like
a lemur costume.
I disagree. If you call him Super Monkey, he's got to look like a monkey. If he's the lemur, then yes, maybe he just dresses like a lemur. But if you go by Super Monkey, then you look like a monkey.
Which monkey would it be, though? You can't just go with Super Monkey. Like, it has to be, is it a chimp? Is it a gorilla?
A chimp is not a monkey.
Oh,
true enough,
man.
You're right.
Okay.
Is it a lemur? In
this case, he's a lemur.
This is ugly, I guess. Two children suffered serious injuries after falling from a pickup truck in Lake Pleasant, which is down in the, is that in Peoria, maybe? I believe so. Fire crews from Peoria and Daisy Mountain were called out to the Desert Tortoise Campground. This is in Arizona, south of Scorpion Bay Marina, 2:45 in the afternoon. Two children under the age of 10 were riding on an inflatable raft in the back of a moving pickup truck.
Jesus.
When they were thrown off of it.
Yeah.
Both of them ended up going to the hospital. And they say possible charges could be recommended depending on the outcome of the investigation. Basically, they're on an inflatable raft headed to a lake in the back of a pickup truck.
And, you know, it's the uncle or the dad.
They hit a bump. Yep. They hit a bump, and you know what happens then.
Sure.
Those two kids go flying through the air.
All right, so with that in mind, Mike, are you still taking the truck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, monkeys random, mess you up. Random,
they do. Random, they do mess you up. I mean, the kid had to go to the hospital. They're quick, man.
They are.
That's all it is. They're fast.
And merceless. At least falling from a truck, like, it's going to suck. I'm going to cry like hell. I'll still have a story. I'll have a major ass scar, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's when my dad threw me from out off the truck.
But I feel like you feel a little better in the sense of you fly out of the truck, that there's nothing you can do. The lemur, I'm going to grab this thing by the face and slam it on the ground. So just that little bit of satisfaction you get. That little bit of satisfaction, right? That's my guess. I'm a spike a lemur.
Spike lemur.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, by the way, we all know that the lemur starts off as a villain and then becomes a sidekick to the hero, Silverback Gorilla.
Ah, there we go.
Okay. All right, Daniel, welcome to the random Would You Rather question. Let's go with this one. Would you rather find out that your cruise ship has no captain or that your plane has no pilot?
I'm going to go with my plane because I figure there's probably enough YouTube tutorials where I could take over and become a hero.
You're going to watch a YouTube tutorial as you're flying the plane?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Have you ever tried to get active internet access that actually works on an airplane? One that doesn't spiral and stop forever and then reset? Have you ever been on a plane and said, wow, they have great internet? Because I never have.
Really?
Yeah, once or twice I have, yeah.
I think my Alaska in-flight works pretty well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mine does not, for whatever reason.
Really? I know mine does because the kids are occupied.
Okay.
I rarely use it, but the kids are always
I'm going with
down.
Captain of the cruise ship dying on this
one. Me
agreed.
Too,
agreed.
Man.
There's no,
I mean, look,
there's no
if
question.
Even if the ship runs aground, there's going to be injuries on the ship, sure. Yeah. But we run aground. But that's all we did to the ground. We don't fall into it. We do not slam into it. We do not drop onto it. We simply run.
But I think a lot of people in Italy died when they ran that one aground.
They did.
Okay, the difference with that one, that was the Concordia. And with this guy,
he was drunk.
He's completely responsible for this. The problem he had was, instead of running aground just flat, the thing tipped on the side.
Yeah.
And when it tipped on the side, the power went out. And then one of the things about the power going out, and you don't think about this until you read all this crap, but essentially all of the passengers, the crew, whatever, there was no real protocol to get off this boat. So you just kind of ended up in teams, right? I see you, you see me, we're going to be best friends until we get the hell off this boat. Because it's dark, someone would take the lead, and they realize when they got to the end of a certain hallway, because the ship was on its side, when they went to the... Because it's dark, they did not realize that they were getting to an intersection of hallways, mm-hmm. and you would just hear someone drop.
Oh, the middle of those ships often are just a huge open air area.
And they went all the way
through.
Right, so...
In the dark.
And when I started real, so that's when panic set. Think about that, man. And that the story I was reading from this woman that was on the boat, it was terrifying. You just say, oh, it's on its side. How bad can it be? And once I read that part, I'm like, Jesus Christ, right?
So like they're walking along the wall?
You're walking along the wall because the ship is sideways.
Right, and so then
and
you get
to a hallway, right? But you can't see this thing. But
it's dark.
The person in the lead
you're gone.
Is gone. And by the time you hear them hit the bottom, like you can surmise how long, you know. You disappear, you count to about five Mississippi, and then you hear them. And they're gone. So one of the people that ended up being a major helper to get these people off of the boat was one of the frickin' dancers for the on-cruise entertainment. And as she told the story, she's like, that was not my goal. I don't know what the first date, I don't know the protocol, but because I worked on the ship at all, when passengers saw me, they started following me. And she's like, dude, I don't want to be the leader, but it didn't matter. She's like, I had to be the leader.
Basically kind of like the sideways Poseidon adventure.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Without lights.
And you're still taking the boat.
Dark. Yep.
What's that?
Still taking the cruise ship, huh?
I am.
Yeah.
Well, he was buzzing.
Now that I've said all that, it's terrifying. But I'm taking the cruise ship because here's the difference, man. There was that plane that just went down in India. There was one survivor.
Yep.
One. And hearing his point of view on this was just... Oh, I watched everyone around me die. They're burning up. They just couldn't get out. And I'm like, man, I'd rather be on the cruise ship and just know in the dark somebody dropped down the hall.
I think there's a better chance of somebody, like I know up and down.
Yes.
Right? Somewhere in my brain, probably because I played a lot of Top Gun on my Nintendo, I could fathom how those
readers and stuff work?
The fact you called them readers, I'm not. I don't feel confident.
You're in the open ocean. You could start heading north. I have no freaking idea which, like, where are we going? I think having to drive, somebody driving that cruise ship is much scarier.
Really?
You don't know how the tides work.
I don't know how the tides work, but it's got a compass. And the thing is, the boat is not going to sink because the captain's not there. Where the plane, like I said, flying a plane, I don't think it's a challenge.
What if you get into bad weather?
Landing a plane is the challenge. Right. Okay. Any of us
would fly. Somebody with a dinghy will come out there and jump on the boat.
Think about this. So you mess up at work bad. I mean, this is a bad mess up at work, right? But then your public, your personal life plays into it. What is the reason that this happened? I was buzzing my girlfriend's house. All right? So his girlfriend lived on the side of He's married.
Mm-hmm. He might. His girlfriend, by the way, was on the bridge of the Concordia. The captain's married, but his girlfriend is on the bridge with him. A lot of those officers were
just wanted to drive by the house.
But he did it at a super high speed. He's trying to show off, blah, blah, blah. Did everything wrong. And then that happened.
Yeah. Reason we asked, would you rather find out that your cruise ship has no captain or that your plane has no pilot? The captain of a major cruise liner has died during an almost month-long voyage around Asia. Michel Bartolomeo was captaining Princess Cruises Diamond Princess when he died suddenly on May 19th following a medical emergency.
Michel.
Now, the ship was on a 19-day Southern Islands Explorer voyage. Japan, Korea, when passengers and crew learned of the heartbreaking news over a PA announcement. How'd you like to do that? The ship was docking in Taiwan at the time. And according to news, a letter which has been shared online was also delivered to passengers' captains with a sad update. Profound sadness that we share the news of the passing of Captain Michel Bartolomeo, who died on board earlier of a sudden medical emergency. Our hearts are with the family, blah, 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 blah. Italian captain, respected leader, decades of service at sea.
Blah, 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 blah.
But you know the drill. Somebody dies on the job. Now we have the story of a Lithuania flight with 205 people on board went without a pilot for 10 minutes after the co-pilot fainted while he was alone in the cockpit. According to a new report from Spain's Accident Investigation Authority.
Pass out.
The captain had briefly left the cockpit to take a poop when the co-pilot fainted during the flight from Frankfurt to Seville, Spain. A total of 199 passengers, 6 crew members were aboard the Airbus at the time. Believe it or not, the aircraft continued to fly in a stable manner due to autopilot being active. However, the co-pilot did operate controls unintentionally, the report said.
How was this guy the co-pilot?
He probably fell on something.
He passed out.
It added that sounds consistent with the co-pilot's sudden and severe incapacitation. The air traffic control attempted to reach the co-pilot 3 times based on how crazy the plane was flying. But there was no response.
Meanwhile, the captain is pooping as the plane
I know what's
is
going on. The plane's going nuts. The captain's going, what's going on in here? I got to get back to the cockpit, right? But this is one of those poops where you just keep on wiping. And for whatever reason, you just can't get clean. Sometimes it's so easy. I bet this is one of those times when just when you thought you were going to get out of there, the worst hit you.
I'd have been up there sooner. It was like a 12 wiper.
God, there's more. There's more. The report said the captain returned from the bathroom and tried to open the cockpit door with the regular opening code, which chimes the cockpit. So they buzz a button, I guess, on the inside. So the captain makes 5 attempts to do this. And a crew member also placed an intercom call to the flight deck. No response. So the captain used an emergency code to gain access and then was finally able to take control of the aircraft. Yeah, the co-pilot's supposed to buzz you back in.
Right.
But he was incapacitated at the time.
How calmly do you think the captain on this plane was doing this? Right, when you're sitting on a plane, the cockpit door is in view of everyone.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it frantically, people are going to start to panic. You know he's trying to stay
cool.
As
soon as they say this, too, is there a doctor on the plane? You'll see a medical emergency within the airplane, the aircraft, if you are a passenger.
Right.
If you do not see anyone having a medical emergency, or the stewards on board acting as like they need to take care of a passenger.
Then you know it's up front.
You know damn well that the doctor they're calling for is for one of the people up in the cockpit, which it was. And guess what? Shockingly, there's a doctor on the plane. Has there ever been a situation where someone said, is there a doctor on the plane? And no one raised their hands or got up. My money says never.
There's always a doctor.
At least one doctor.
I'm a marine biologist.
My uncle's a botanist. But his ego is so big, and I'm not kidding. My uncle's ego is so big about being a botanist that if they said, is there a doctor on the plane, I promise you, he would raise his hand.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but now you're wasting everyone's time. I believe he deals with plants.
So my number two is there a salesperson on the plane? Guarantee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
I don't know why you would need one. I'm just trying to say. Doctor's always going to be on the plane. Salespeople, for sure. Business class. My third guess, is there a lawyer on the plane?
Yeah.
Probably going to be a lawyer.
And by the way, just look in first class. I don't even know if they ask coach.
And if there's no doctor, there's going to be a nurse who can do almost the same damn job anyway.
Yeah.
So you're in pretty good shape there.
I told you, man, one flight I was on, we did a puddle jumper from Philadelphia to where my in-laws live in rural Pennsylvania. Elmira, New York is where we have to land. And I knew that it was a turbulent flight, but it wasn't bugging me. It's just, I knew we were rattling around, whatever. I know that we're coming in to make our landing, whatever. And there's only about eight of us on this entire flight, right? Because it's one of those two-by-ones as far as the seats go.
Okay, all right.
There was a big dude sitting across the aisle from me. The flight's maybe 40 minutes, buzzing around, no big deal. But the flight attendant, this tiny little man, he started acting kind of curious, I guess, for lack of a better word. Pilot pops on and says, hey, man, just the seatbelt on. Like, we're hitting turbulence. Again, we're aware of this. Well, on those little puddle jumpers, when the flight attendant sits down, they are facing you. Okay? So now we're wondering what is taking so long to land. But again, I'm not thinking anything negative. Just like, come on, man, let's put this bird down. Finally start going in for our final descent. And I realize when I look at the flight attendant, who is now like double buckled in, he has like that pre-cry face with his eyes closed.
Oh, yeah.
I see his mouth moving, and then he crosses himself. And I look at this big dude sitting across from me, and I mean, our communication was just like, you saw that, right? Like, are we going to die? This guy, seriously, he was like this. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Come on. Random,
so the plane lands. Random, my father-in-law sort of picks up. He's like, I don't know if you guys are going to make it. I'm like, what? He said, man, from out here, we watched the plane circle around five times. And basically, he said, it looked like a seesaw.
Oh, just, my word.
I was like, it was that bad? He's like, you didn't know? I'm like, it didn't feel like that in the plane. I'm glad it didn't. I'm like, but the flight attendant crossed himself and looked real, real scared.
All right, one more for you guys. Okay.
Somebody says, no doctors on Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Would you guys rather drink the DNA of Keith Richards?
Okay.
Or drink the DNA of another rocker, Ozzy Osbourne? So if you were to choose,
I'm going to go Keith Richards.
Yeah.
He just seems in more miraculously better health than Ozzy does, right? Because they're both up there in age. They're probably about the same age, I'm guessing.
Well, Keith Richards is still on stage at almost 80 years old, and he doesn't have any medical issues.
That we know. There's no way that man does not have medical issues, but just based on the fact that he's...
Oh, shocking you, huh?
I'm just saying. Me and Keith,
Are you the Keith Richards of the show?
I think on the show, yes, I'd be the Keith Richards. I'm taking Keith Richards.
Taking Keith Richards. Inject me with whatever he's got.
Cocaine.
Right, I'm just saying. You're right. Same thing. I mean, I watched movies where there was a death pull on him in like the 70s.
Right. I mean, look, Ozzy's done real well considering his lifestyle, but I'm just saying at this point when you look at him, you know, Ozzy's like, look,
would you take Mick Jagger over Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah. Because he's still dancing around. I think your head would get a lot larger than it needs to be.
But... Okay, well, back to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, Ozzy Osbourne.
That's a tough one because I know Willie is on slow decline.
He's also 92 years old.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him like, you know, a couple weeks ago. He sounds like a 92-year-old.
I'm going to go Willie.
Willie over Ozzy.
Willie over Ozzy, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, of all their careers, I would hands down take Willie's.
Of all the careers?
As far as the experience.
Like, Willie had a lot of fun and stuff, but, like, I don't know. You hear some stuff about Mick Jagger, and it's the 70s. They're wearing a lot of makeup. I don't know.
Who had the most fun?
Well, it depends on your version of fun.
Correct.
To me, I'd rather be in Texas illegally smoking weed and drinking whiskey with Willie than like blowing coke in England.
I would take Keith Richards or Mick Jagger because I got a lot of leg, but like with Ozzy, if nothing, you're stuck with Sharon. And just that part of it to me is not something I could possibly deal with.
I just think with Mick Jagger, you got to be into some weird stuff.
You know he's into some weird stuff, man. Yeah. You know Mick Jagger's into some weird stuff, but he still does well for himself. But here's the thing. a lot of people like weird things. He's in a position where he can pursue it. Yeah. Like, if I had his money, I might discover things about myself I didn't know.
So the reason we asked, would you rather drink the DNA of Keith Richards or Ozzy Osbourne? So the story goes from 1969 to around 2010. There were probably close to a dozen ways the average person could come in contact with Ozzy Osbourne's DNA. But believe it or not, 10 lucky people are getting fresh batches of Ozzy's genetic material thanks to Liquid Death. They put 10 empty iced tea cans up for sale that were consumed by Ozzy himself. They are guaranteed to contain trace amounts of Ozzy's DNA, and they came in a container autographed by him personally. They cost $450 each, and not surprisingly, they sold out immediately. Ozzy is not afraid of what the buyers might do with his DNA either. He says, quote, clone me, you bastards. I don't care.
Why would he care?
Liquid Death.
You're going to tell me.
Who sucks last coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.